Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we give you something really, really special for this December edition of the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say a giant thank you to our listening audience for your overwhelmingly positive feedback about the Bill O'Reilly interview. I really, really appreciate it. But being that I am an Irishman and occasionally that glass not only is half full, but there's a half empty glass there as well, I must say, it's not exactly like I French kissed him the first time.
Thank you.
I just wanted to pass that along. That's
you
all.
Really
That's
took
all.
An interesting angle on that.
Well, it was true. You know, I mean, there were some real just plain nice ones, and then last time. But anyway, you know, hey, I mean, I don't know what it is. I think, to be honest with you, now that it's the third time I've interviewed the man, I would describe my feelings on him as somewhat complicated. Like maybe a lot of people that come from my perspective.
How do you feel about Holly?
The dog?
Yes.
She's a champ.
She's a rock star.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very special, special moment on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, it is the beginning of the holiday season. Actually, we're in the middle of the holiday season.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. The trees are up in many houses. The Christmas decorations are strung up on the trees. And everybody's feeling a little more festive as we count down the days to December 25th and the big, big holiday. And now, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you as a special treat for our listening audience, it's time for Nikki Diamond's Christmas special.
Yay! Yay!
Ho, 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 in the
There he is. There he is. The number one prognosticator of Perumph is here. And, you know, the instructions we gave Nikki were, Nikki, you can talk football if you want, but, you know, we're basically here just to celebrate some Christmas cheer and find out how things are going to go in the Diamond household or house or room this Christmas season. Nikki, how are you?
I am well, and it's been a couple weeks, fellas. I've missed you guys.
Same here.
I just want to go on record, though. 2 weeks ago, I had the Eagles and Carson Wentz, and then last week, I had the Saints and Alvin Kamara, so I want that in the ledger of getting those as correct.
Is there any proof of that? Did you, like, mail it to yourself in a sealed envelope? Because you could just be saying that, Nick.
I am a man of my word, Spurlock. You know that by now.
St. Nicholas Diamond.
That's wonderful. Now, Nikki, as to just give some of our newer listeners a little background on you, you are our number one football handicapper, and you know, as we often do, we kind of trail off as our teams fall by the wayside. But you know, during the beginning, the heated part of the NFL season, we actually had you on a regular basis, picking the games and helping everybody out with fantasy football. But for those of you who don't know Nikki's living situation, I'm curious, are you still living in the fraternity house as a man in his 40s with a bunch of frat boys?
Yes, prefer to not mention that every episode, but that's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I find it fascinating.
Still living there, but I have a way out, Mike.
You do?
I got one word for you. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Bitcoin is Nikki. There was a tremendous robbery out in the yesterday. You wouldn't have anything to do with that illegal activity, would you?
No, buy the books, Mikey. Buy the books. Now that I'm part of the Mike O'Mara Show family, I strictly have a letter of the law.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. I'm glad.
Welcome
glad
to the family.
Aren't you scared about the volatility, Nikki, of Bitcoin?
Well, I don't know what that word means, but no, I'm not scared, because, you know, as a gambler, as a bettor, I live in Volatilityville, Bermuda Boy. This is where I strive. This is where I excel. I am comfortable in this climate.
You know, Nikki, in the past when we've talked to you about your activities during the holiday season, I know that it's a little unusual, and I'm just curious whether there are any holiday traditions that that you or any of the other Diamond family members, we've never asked about any of his family members,
no.
But I'm curious, are there any traditions, anything that you look forward to during the Christmas season?
I like eggnog, and I like to go caroling, Mike.
You like
what?
To go caroling?
I do.
I didn't expect that answer.
Me neither.
How does your do you go with a group of people? Do you go out to neighborhoods and go caroling, Nikki?
I do. I start off by myself, and ideally, I like to get people to join me along the way.
We do
a song, and then we do a betting pick. It's a very it's good.
Betting tip and a song and your advice.
Now I'm curious, when you have to start by yourself and you want other people to join in with the caroling, I'm guessing your opening number is a real rousing one. Would you mind? Would I be overstepping if I were to ask you to prevail upon you?
Because it is early there.
It is. To sing us a little bit of your opening carol.
Okay. Well, I have prepared something special for this season.
Very exciting.
And I would like the TMOS listeners to go wherever they live across this great land and to use this as their opening carol number as well. I am calling this the Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Song.
Very good.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show playing by an open fire, easing your holiday woes. The audio vault being sung by a choir. Folks headed to Cerritos. Everybody knows a pony and some spurlock help to make the season bright. Perhaps Bermuda Boy and Tomo will finally have sex tonight. They know that Nicky's on his way. He's loaded lots of picks and winners on his sleigh. And Merle Rogers is going to try to see if Nikki eats more than pumpkin pie.
Wow. I haven't heard.
We're offering this simple phrase.
It's still going.
From 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Nikki Diamond.
Thank
that's
you, Nikki.
It.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. Bye-bye, Nikki. Take care. Merry Christmas, Nikki Diamond.
Wow.
There he goes.
And he's out.
That's his opening number. That's what he wants people to join in with.
That's just, I guess we didn't get any of the details as to whether he'd be going to Pawn World or any of his special locations for the Christmas holiday, but that was one.
He might have lost some sponsors with that.
Tribute to Merle. Isn't it?
Oh, he likes her. Sure,
it's absolutely T-Riff. That's wonderful.
He likes her.
I can't improve on that. Start the damn show, Rob. Let's just go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 09:30. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism with the aid of God and a few Marines. God has a hold on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games, we play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps, so you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the car.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. R. Lee Ermey, a gentleman I've had the pleasure of interviewing on a couple of occasions. And I don't know, is R. Lee Ermey still with us? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe so.
Did he pass?
I believe he is with us, yeah.
Let's look him up.
No double hockey sticks.
No double hockey sticks for him. Live from the Fightverse Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the now. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Did you have something, Mr. Spurlock?
He is alive.
Oh, that's good.
Born March 24th, 1944. So he Arlie Ermey alive.
Love that. That's from the movie Full Metal Jacket. Our show today brought to you by That's It. Are your taste buds bored? Let me tell you about an amazing snack I found. It's called That's It. That's It started with fruit bars, then veggie bars, and then, get ready, chocolate bites.
Mmm!
Amazing fruit dipped in dark chocolate, and That's It makes the perfect holiday gift. Give That's It gift boxes for the health-conscious folks in your life. The starter kit features one bar of each: apple blueberry, apple banana, apple strawberry, apple mango chili, black beans peas, and black beans carrot. Yum! The whole 30 box has 36 bars of our fans' favorite for Whole 30 diets. The paleo box comes with 36 bars of our paleo fan favorites. It's perfect for the paleo diet. Or the master pack. 144 bars, perfect for stocking up. Make sure to check out That's It on Instagram for giveaways running all December long. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com, enter my code TMOS at checkout, and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Get these amazing That's It snacks. You will love them. Snacks. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's It. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How's everybody doing in anticipation of your giant snowstorm? How's Oscar doing? Oscar looks a little gray today.
Well, Oscar, I think he was running a little late.
Yes.
And Oscar doesn't function well in cold.
No.
Oscar doesn't function well in the morning. Let's be honest.
He's not a morning guy.
You're not. Would it be safe? Can we finally admit that you really? I mean, you're up and you get
it's
it done.
It's 8 years later and you're noticing this?
We've
talked about this. I'm like a lizard. I need to sun myself on a rock for some time.
He's not a morning guy. He's not really a noon guy. And an afternoon guy is not really
please.
Him either.
But he's the a evening, 4 o'clock guy.
Yeah, he's a 4 o'clock guy. You know what? He lives in a 5 o'clock world, just like the theme to the Drew Carey show. He lives in a 5 o'clock world.
I don't shut down ever, fellas. I'm always going.
Yeah, he's got the pilot light.
Yeah. I call Rob. Hello? Hey, man, I'm sorry to text you at 7 o'clock. I know you're hammered, but you got to do this right now, please.
Yeah.
Take care of this.
Yeah,
Pony's
that's
like,
your schedule.
Pony pretends like he's not hammered as well when I call him. He's like, okay.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, I can do that. See you later.
Why are you calling me? So you can smell olives through the handset.
We might live opposite schedules, but I'm always working.
Yeah. Grinding.
You sleep. You sleep.
No, late. I don't sleep as much as these
you
fellas.
You sleep till 8:30.
Yeah, but I go to bed at 2, 3
o'clock
in the morning.
I've awakened you, and when I've called you, I was up at 4:45.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't clock out, fellas. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying when you do sleep.
And you never get defensive.
This is the second day in a row you guys say I boot up at 4 o'clock when you guys are out of here at noon and I'm still here.
No. It's just you're not a morning guy.
Look, I like it when he adjusts his
sleep.
Yeah,
I'm like pissed.
That's almost like Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm pissed.
Hey.
Rob and Joe are trying to take our empire down with pictures. Rob's just giving me a sheet. I'm calling lawyers trying to figure out what's going on. Yeah, these guys don't care. They go home.
Rob and Joe are trying to take our empire.
Yeah, they're the Benedict Arnolds of more broadcasting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll take
very,
care of
very
it.
Best of luck. We truly do. You brought that up. I have no knowledge of what you speak. What are you referring to? Something obviously is stuck in your craw.
Yeah.
About Rob and Joe.
You know
Joe,
what happens when something
goes
wrong here, Mike? Because you're in Florida on the links. Is I get a piece of paper says what are we going to do with this, and then they leave, and then I handle it. Literally.
Did you notice that dig on in Florida? He hates the fact that I play golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hated the fact when you were infirmed. I'm happy either way.
He can't what is the deal with Robin Joe? Seriously.
They put a picture up that was copyrighted. We got a cease and desist.
Oh,
I
knew about that, but did that originate from Robin Joe? Is
yes,
that where that
is a Robin Joe folly.
And so that Robin folly. Joe did that. hey, Bill O'Reilly quote. So Robin Joe, you know, when you jump up and down in your chair, that's the equivalent, I think, Rodney Dangerfield
now,
grabbing his thigh.
Somebody messed with my chair. Rofo was here last night.
Can someone fix Mr. Santana's
chair,
please?
Don't sit in my chair. Because you're too big for it. It's not rated for you.
Oh, yeah. It's the dot system, right? There's a two-dot chair and a three-dot chair.
This is not the big man chair. No big man should sit in here. A big man has broken my chair.
Yeah, he should sit in my chair, which is actually tested for Santa Claus in a mall.
All right. Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
Let me ask this
question. That wasn't loose yesterday.
Has not Rofo tanked a chair before?
Oh, well, Rofo has
Rofo breaks chairs.
Well, Rofo breaks things. He has a history of breaking things and then not copping
to it. I'm with Oscar on that one.
No. Listen. That arm wasn't loose yesterday. Mm. It wasn't loose yesterday.
Did you do a Big Owen Duke show last night?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do
with
this.
Did you stay late?
No, I left at 10 o'clock. I was in bed by 11.
I'm just saying, hey, just asking questions here. You seem irritable.
I am irritable. Because the lazy guys that check out at noon shouldn't tell the guy, not you, Mike, you can do whatever you want. The rest of the guys that check
out
at noon.
When he qualifies that. Always great when he remembers the name on the marquee.
It's your show, Mike. You've told us before.
Thank you very much. Yes.
That
don't forget it.
You don't question the guy who's up all night thinking about this enterprise, making sure this is alive.
How did I question it? I just said you're not a morning guy.
You say I wake up at 4 if I'm lucky.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, now you know what can get to me. You got under my skin.
So. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably wouldn't have reacted like that at about 4:30.
No, the tell for me was...
It's all right.
Come on. Come on.
Just trying to pay the bills.
Come on.
Just trying to keep our lights on.
Carrie asked
when we're going to get paid this month. Well, I don't know. maybe I won't ask. Maybe I won't figure that out.
Hey, you know what? I apologize that she talks to anyone, including me. So I apologize as far as that goes.
Okay, man.
You are so non-confrontational, though. You frame the question in the words of, you're not asking, your wife is asking.
Exactly.
That's funny. That's funny to me.
It's God's honest truth. I don't want to confront him about it. You think I want to ruin my afternoon and be broke? No, I'll just be broke and have a nice afternoon.
Well, you know, he knows. I know that he's getting holes in his stomach because of this.
Yes.
Because of our wonderful fine people that at 'tis the season where we would just like to be paid for the work we've
done. That's all we want.
Please.
Please do.
The link on michaelmarishow.com. Not just Amazon, the link on michaelmarishow.com.
All right. Well, I was gonna do this later in the show, but how is married life treating you? How is everything at the Oscar domicile?
Please.
Hardworking man.
If never, one more
no
dog owner.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, don't tell her that someone else is pregnant from our friends, because she's like, I wonder when we're going to start a family.
It's the way it goes.
And I said, babe, I wonder when we're going to have a dual income. We all have things we want.
Wow.
All right.
Everybody wonders.
Just
everybody
trying to keep
has
the lights on
their mind.
I wonder why the Blue Apron box is still on the counter. I know they're supposed to keep fresh, but that's when they deliver it. You got to still put it in the fridge, Peach. Still got to put it in the fridge.
Oh, poor woman. That's long-suffering. Poor dear. Dear Shannon.
Now, I had a question.
We canceled the... by the way, not going anywhere in February. Canceled the honeymoon.
Oh.
Yeah. She's giving me too much static. Can't do everything.
Why did you cancel your honeymoon? I didn't know anything about it, but why did you cancel?
She came to me and said, it sounds to me like you're a little stressed lately. Maybe going on a honeymoon at the beginning of the year isn't the right choice. And I said, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, like I think if we go on a honeymoon, we should just be stress-free and we shouldn't have to be calling in, making sure everything's okay. There's a lot going on right now. Maybe we find a different time in our schedule that's going to allow for that. Mm-hmm. And I said, great idea. Let's move on. Bully.
Was she being sincere or was she bummed as soon
don't
as
know,
you agreed
Mike.
To it?
I said okay and I walked out, took a shower.
You know, if you're going to pre-schedule it, and it really is about scheduling, you want to lay it out, make sure you get the honeymoon in before the separation.
Right. That's right.
Otherwise, it gets awkward.
And on my end,
to call Stephen Douglas McIntyre since he's dictating the our vacation schedules now.
Well, Mike, on my end, it's not.
Well, I can't get you a divorce attorney a moment before September.
You will leave this day. You will return this day. You will not be in studio. You will not approve this with anyone else on the show. You will have a fine time.
I am blessed enough that my brother was kind of as a wedding present to pay for our honeymoon.
Oh, right. Wow. So it's not a financial burden for you.
No, it's, I think.
Well, then I would, can I pose this?
Yes.
I would say there's no better time. You and I both do this. We communicate when we're on a break. There's no reason you can't go to a beach and call if there's something that we're dealing with.
But
go on your goddamn honeymoon, for God's sake.
At a time that. She wants to go and completely unplug, right?
Welcome to being married to a broadcaster. I'm sorry, there's probably never I'm 58 years old. I've never been out of it. My entire life, I might have been unemployed for 2 months.
You've only been married three times.
I've been married three times. Yeah, yes. Right.
Even when you unplug, you're still on battery backup. There's no way to totally shut down. It's like a smoke detector.
Yeah,
right?
He's got that emergency battery.
Everything's
beeps once in a while.
No, but what I'm saying is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as the way, and I don't want to pull the curtain back too far here, but February would be probably not a bad time.
Right.
I think it would be a great time. The only issue is we have another enterprise here that we're building it at, from this enterprise, essentially.
You mean the place that we're in?
Yeah, the place that we're in. And I'm involved in that enterprise.
Shocker.
Yes.
And also, if he were to leave in February.
God, I swear he's spread as thin as tissue paper.
We've been together as a team, the three of us now, for 8 years as of yesterday. That would be our first Valentine's Day apart.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And I'm not sure I'm ready for that. I mean, maybe in a few years, but I'm not ready to not have Valentine's Day
with him.
And
I'm okay with that. And Mike, she misstepped from the beginning. Think about this,
With the dates and
said,
the marriage?
Take care of the place where we're staying. Figure that out. Figure out the airfare. And then we're going back and forth. Ocean view, or do we want lagoon view, which is basically...
So is it becoming... Was it an exercise in joy for you where you were saying, hey, this would be fun? If it's not fun, there's something wrong there.
Let me ask you this.
If you're not looking forward to it, there's something wrong.
I come to you, right? Yeah. And you've got an amazing rack, and you weigh 110, and you're flexible. And I married you. And I say, hey...
You're flexible.
Hey, Peach.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Rob. Hey, Peach, we're going to Hawaii. It's gonna. My brother's paying for everything for this wonderful honeymoon. All I need you to do is take care of the logistics. And you said, all right, thank you. This is amazing. This is awesome. A month goes by, and then I come back. I'm like, hey, airfare is not getting any cheaper. February is right around the corner. What's the story with Hawaii? And she's like, and you say, I haven't had time because I have the puppy and the downward dog and the yoga and this and that. Yeah, hello?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Right? I'm with you. I'd love. There's nothing I enjoy more than disagreeing with you.
Thank you.
But that is,
you know,
yes.
Act two of that story changed. Because
it kind of shifted a little, put it on me. But the point is, so you've got this opportunity, and all you wanted her to sweat the deets.
Yes. Right.
That's what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the money is there. That's taken care of. You wanted her to sweat
the
deets. She doesn't want to sweat the deets. She wants you to do all the deets.
And I'm doing everything else. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, she's got the dog.
So when you tell me, hey, I don't know if it's the right time to go. All right. Not going. We'll figure something else out.
All right. Okay. That's it. Right? I understand that.
If that was crying, that was coming from the other room when I was taking a shower. I don't know your family situation,
but I would say this also. This is just my advice to you. And this is leaning toward. This is lobbying. I'm not lobbying for you. I don't care when you go. It really doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
The fact is, though, I would say strike while the iron's hot. If that's kind of what you said to your brother, you know what I mean? If you said, we'll probably take
the money. No, he sent me the money. I told him we're not going. He just sent me the money.
You sent you the, well, okay, then that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
just gonna, then it doesn't matter.
I thought about that. There. I thought about, I was like, well, you know, I don't know what to see. And he goes, I'll just transfer the money right now.
What a great man. That was
that is excellent.
Send you the money for a honeymoon.
Yeah, I don't have a brother at all.
That's not, even more reason I'm going to call my sister this weekend when it's sunny down here and they're snowing in Boston. I'm going to go, hey, I think I'll go to the beach today. And she goes, F you. That's a little exchange that we have. I always love it. Always. Kind of my holiday tradition. Yeah,
it's a magical holiday tradition. And I withdraw the remark about Oscar being not being a morning person. Look at him. His color has gone back to his face.
No,
he was yelling and screaming.
We're doing, no, he comes in. He comes in at a minute before or after the hour.
I'm just setting myself on the rock.
No, set up for a second. He comes in, and then Nikki Diamond's doing that we're having that wonderful conversation that's, in my humble opinion, killing it. And he's over there. You know, he's over there going, Tommy, move this over here. Like that. And that's because, and it's frustrating because, I mean, I'm enjoying it. Rob's enjoying it. I didn't think you were, like, enjoying it to the level that you should enjoy it. And it's because you're, well, you've explained what you're going through.
Yeah, and obviously. I also texted
Do you
Rob.
Still have holes? Do you still have holes in your stomach?
Mike, as my sister texted me yesterday, I'm concerned that there is blood in number two.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Jesus
and I
Christ.
Said, I'm concerned, too. Recording the show. Thanks for remembering that I do a show in the morning and you continue to try to call me during the program.
Is the blood
now, hold
bright
on a
or
second.
Dark?
If you're, Oscar, if you're even remotely like me, which you are,
yes,
that's got to be a little... You just got that?
I've had that for like the last 4 days. So I shot a text to my brother. I said, does this look normal?
Bright or dark? God. Blood.
It's bright. He
said, that's good news.
He said, that's good.
Yep.
He goes, hemorrhoids or cancer? Dealer's choice.
Okay.
Man, and you know what? I tell you what. I hate cancer.
Yeah, we'll
Did
find
you get
out.
Your results back from your doctor? I'm legitimate. This is not fun for me. I don't like this.
Mike,
I'm worried.
I know
now.
This that our healthcare
it's like
system
when I have two boys getting sick.
Will
I don't
not
like that
fail
at all.
Us. I have Obamacare. I pay top dollar, and I'm all finally right. gonna get mine.
Yeah,
but you yes. are. But you have had stomach ulcers. That's what.
Yes,
the,
this
you know,
is probably it. It's either that or all hemorrhoids.
Right. Okay, all right.
And I'm not that concerned. You know why? Because I have a loving broadcasting family.
Yes,
that
well,
really
you do.
Understands my plight.
You,
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't
just,
rely
as
on.
As we've just discovered. God, I'm sorry, I'm speechless. As we've just demonstrated.
We do love you, and you know that, but yes. I've been through, you know, issues like this before.
Yeah, diverticulitis is a word I got.
Let me offer you this. Don't let Shannon handle making your doctor's appointments because she's got the she's got the puppy to deal with.
Oh,
that puppy let is me get not back. A kid. Oh,
let
my
me get
God.
Back to this. I want to get back to this.
I love him.
I think, frankly. Well, no, you tell her what you want. You're good at that. That's one thing. But, you know, why don't you just gently tell her?
It's when we got
I
married.
We should go on a honeymoon. We should go on a honeymoon, but God damn it, take care of it and surprise me.
Mike, this
then,
is...
But,
this...
you know, you have to... Hold on. If she does that, you have to promise that no matter what goes south,
yeah.
hey. you don't bitch about it.
I look, all right? Again, when I'm on vacation, I'm easy peasy. I'll do whatever we need to
what
do.
What do you
right?
require? You require a warm weather destination and a beach, right?
I need some lube. I need some Viagra.
Okay.
And I need some sun.
I think I know why his ass is bleeding.
Can't change that one, Rob. Rob gets to the break with that. His dream scenario. That's why every promo for the bonus show ends with Rob.
Hey, anyway, I don't cut those promos.
Yeah, well, some of you. Who does? Who does?
Pony.
That's Oscar.
Hey, dip.
Sure.
Hey, dip. Would it be a f-ing problem once in a while to have the promo end with something funny I said, Mister? I have two homes, so you hate me. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
97.8. Rob Radio tastes a little like Christmas this week. Yes, the bitter flavor of poinsettia. No, I'm kidding, of course. We have great Christmas music. We also have the best music ever made. And we have a little fun with music. It's a great way to start your Saturday. 7 a.m. on 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 971thewave.com worldwide. Rob Radio, put some rocket in your stocking.
Rob Spiewak.
Might have been drinking. Yeah.
Put some rocket in your stocking. Hot rock and flamethrower DJ. You missed a little. You missed a lot. I'm Rob Spiewak.
Thanks for the support as always.
Yeah.
do me, ladies.
Wow.
Hot rock and flame throwing DJ.
Yeah, it's a do the disc jockey weekend.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. Oscar got me all ramped up. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and seen a stunning magazine cover? Well, I've seen lots of magazine covers where I want to buy the magazine. What's great about Texture, and I've told you this, is that when you get Texture, you get all the magazines, and you get special features, and you get them right on your tablet or your smartphone. It's absolutely a wonderful app. It's gotten awards because of that. Unlimited access to over 200 premium titles. Time, Atlantic, New Yorker. I never read them all. Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Golf Digest, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, Better Homes and Garden, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek. It's just on and on and on. Texture is totally searchable. They have daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues.
Yes.
By the way, I've been reading tons. Now that I'm back to playing golf again, I'm reading tons of back issues of Golf and Golf Digest. They got them all.
They have them all.
It's fantastic. You can get it anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. There are also great gift options available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial. That's texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Are you ready for a movie review?
Yeah, went to the film. You saw a motion picture.
All right. So I don't know if it's unprecedented or whether it's ever happened before, but I do know that this film called Lady Bird with Saoirse Ronan,
I believe that's how you say it.
Big Bird's mom.
Is it Ronan a last name? I think her name is last name is Ronan, but she is in what was that one? I'm sorry.
Big Bird's mom.
No, Lady it's not Bird? Big Bird's no. mom, and it's not Johnson's wife either. It's her nickname for herself.
It's 100%. Not a movie about ordering pants.
No, it's not. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I need a little room for the sack here. That's it. So I went to this movie, and it got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
When's the last time a movie got 100%?
You never see that.
Look up Lady Bird on Rotten Tomatoes, and let me know if it's still got the 100% rating, because then I can... I believe the quote to my wife as we sat in the cinema was, this will be my ultimate litmus test for Rotten Tomatoes.
Now, I know going into it, that is a source you rely on. Trust it, yeah.
To get a ballpark, but I've been disappointed at movies that got high reviews, and I've been surprised by movies that got middling reviews. You know?
Okay, so, the audience score is 86%. The tomato meter is 100%.
So, wow, right. It is at 100.
Damn.
All right, so then if the audience score is only 86%, why is the tomato meter 100%? Because all the critics love it?
Well, they all love it, essentially. There hasn't been a negative review to impact that 100%.
But the other one, that's separate. That's just people that contribute to Rotten Tomatoes,
yes,
right?
That means that more people like it.
Now, I have a question before you do your review, because we discussed it briefly. I heard an interview with the director, a lady director, and she said that...
What's her name?
Oh, gosh. I can look
it up. I just did that because you said a lady director. A lady director. Because sometimes you don't even know when you're in 1953. Yeah. Like
it's just a
shoots
director.
Out of your body. You do, it's a lady.
Greta Gerwig.
Greta Gerwig. She was on the Marin show.
But you get it. It's a director. Like, you just say director.
I was trying to maybe spark the name in my own head. I apologize for being a misogynist. Wonder where I picked that up. I'm curious. She says that the fact that it's set in Sacramento is sort of a big deal to the plot. Did you find
it
that
to
be?
It is a massive deal to the plot.
That's so cool.
If you're a Sacramentan, you must see this film, and you must tell me when you call on Wide Open Wednesday what you think of their portrayal of Sacramento. Sacramento is a character in the movie, practically.
See, now that is so cool, because like when you look at a lot of the movies of the 70s, New York City is a character in a lot of movies.
Greta Gerwig, by the way, is the writer and director.
Writer and director.
Do they do the Sacramento dance?
Is it a musical?
They don't do the Sacramento dance. And Don or Mike not mentioned in the film at all. It was
really
And by the way, if you'd like my, you know, I'm a pretty good prognosticator when it comes to award season.
Yeah.
Get ready for Laurie Metcalf's Oscar nomination. Mm. She will be getting one for this film.
Roseanne's little sister from the TV
Roseanne's
show Roseanne,
sister,
right?
Yeah. She plays Saoirse Ronan's mother, and it is...
Hard R, by the way. Hard R.
Hard R.
R. Sexual content. Brief
I'm really wondering
and
why...
Teen partying.
It's got sexual content, but I don't get the hard R. Mm. That's irrelevant to me. Mm. But a good movie, but once again... turn your radios down if you don't want another spoiler alert, please. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you Cinema House
right?
fans.
Yeah. I want you to, because I think you should go see this movie and make your own decision.
It's not in wide release yet.
All right, are we ready? Can
yes.
I do it
yeah,
now?
Yes, you can.
Once again, the movie just ends. And
these
I guess that seems to be the
bastards.
New that seems to be the new thing.
Either they ran out of money or ran out of imagination.
Film. It is a movie where my interest was held throughout the entire film, and then suddenly, this is the second film I've seen, the second really good film I've seen, where I looked at my wife and I went, what?
Huh? What?
Hey! And it's frustrating, and if this is what they're doing now, I'm not having it. I want old-style Hollywood old, and I know you're hip, and your film school teachers told you to do it like
Leave
this.
Even wanting more.
I want more.
It's like
and
if we stopped the audio vault in the middle of the audio vault and just went home.
Right.
Could
exactly.
we do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's actually a fantasy of Oscars. But anyway, I digress. So it's frustrating to me. It's frustrating, but here's what's not frustrating. Hmm. We've got a movie down here. Movie theater down here that we go to. I'm not going to mention it because there's no reason to do that. But the fact is that we have a cool relationship with the manager of the theater who we now talk film with him. And we do it when we're going in sometimes. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. And he's coming out last night and he said, how do you like it? And I said, well, it kind of ended abruptly. He's like, well, you know what? A lot of these movies are not spoon-feeding stuff to us anymore. I said, I understand that. That's a different thing. And I walked out of that theater and I looked at my wife and I said, that is, you know, I appreciate that we just had an old school moment where mm-hmm. we now yeah. know the manager of the theater yes. that we go to, and show me anywhere in America where that exists.
Dotson.
And I'm sure it's
Matt
Dotson.
He was the manager of his theater. If I went to Leesburg, I'd know him. How old is this gentleman you're talking to?
But probably late 20s. Probably
okay.
late 20s.
Late 20s?
And, you
Whoa.
Know, or...
Well,
know,
to
I'm
be
sure.
honest, they're not spoon-feeding it
hey,
to you anymore.
Knock it off. Knock it off. Come on. He's a cool guy. I like him. And the fact is that the point I'm trying to make, Leesburg, is that... You know, you don't have a relationship with anybody in your town because everything is
I don't have a relationship with anyone in my house.
The mauling of America, right? You
no,
don't know who
you're
runs
right.
they're, the Costco. You don't know who runs the
well,
grocery store.
I actually know almost everybody at Costco because I go there so often. Yeah. But outside
like
of that.
Like by name?
I would not. They would not know me
no,
by name.
No, not by no, name, smartass. No, no, no not no. by name. No, you don't know everybody by name. Who's the manager? What's the manager's name at your Costco?
Cecil.
Cecil?
I just made that up. I don't know that.
Stop that.
B. DeMille.
Such a liar.
No, but I mean.
You know, it's an old timey name and he's lying when he says Cecil.
No, but I'm curious. Do you know the manager by name and he knows you by name?
I don't know him by name at all. I know him by his face and I know him by who he is and we chat and we've never exchanged names.
That's the exchange that I would have at Costco with, I would say, 80% of the people. But you know
what?
This
is what happens
outside of Costco.
Okay.
I don't get it.
No,
you're
trying
right.
to make a point.
The point is that you
it's nice to have a relationship with someone that you never expect to have a conversation with. And it's nice to come out of a movie theater and have a guy that runs
moment,
the theater say,
moment.
How'd you like it?
Yes.
That's just unheard of to me.
It's like a good maitre d' at a restaurant.
Exactly. I have one business that I know the person by name. And it makes a huge difference. It's one of the reasons.
Well, no,
I keep
I'm
going
glad.
There.
I'm happy that you Five ruined guys. My story by telling your Costco story. But you know, because Cecil says, you know, I'm sorry, we're all out of caramels, Mr. Spiewak. You know, I'm sorry about that. You know, you ruined my story.
Caramels of all things.
Thank you, caramels. He even appreciated that caramels.
Hit a little close to home.
His snacks are even old timey.
You mean to tell me Meatloaf is out of season already. It'll be back, Mr. Fatass. I'm sorry, Spiewak.
Matt's supposed to be getting the raisinettes on the pallet in the back. Let me go back and check. Rob's here, Matt. Where are the raisinettes? Come on. There we go.
Hey, do you
Where's the Kirkland vanilla? Come on. Help me out here, please.
You are so close to truth.
I find it weird when someone tries to engage me on that level.
Depends on the business, I would say.
Let me tell you. I can tell you how it happened before you. Okay. I don't mean to interrupt you. But, or I do mean to interrupt
it's
you. But
fine,
the
I'm
thing
just
is, I can tell you. I can tell. I'm just
here all
here.
Day.
This is Tense Friday on the Mike O'Meara Show.
He'll be here all day. I'll be leaving the moment the show is over.
I'll be doing something else.
Yes,
after
you
the
will.
Show
yes, you will.
Oscar, I don't have the information on the show. I
Political
don't. I mean, what
persuasions.
Time is
all right. And right. They actually drop it on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. They're pre-taping you, and they pre-tape on Fridays because they have all these guests from Capitol Hill that come on. But Political Persuasions will be promoted on SiriusXM. Our guy Freights.
Chris Freights.
Chris Freights, who I co-host the Political Persuasions show
A national program
with.
That he has done it for years now. It's very popular, but they are cross-promoting. And if you are, by any chance, and I've said this before on the program, a fan of what's going on in this country, the guys, and I'm talking about Mike O'Meara and Chris Freights, they are killing it.
Yeah, yesterday's show was amazing.
Killing it.
So the show will be on SiriusXM. We rarely promote another platform here, but when will the radio show?
You'll hear it on Sunday, on POTUS, on their POTUS channel.
The POTUS channel on Sunday.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's on 11 a.m., but I got to confirm that.
All right, we'll find out. We'll post it, and we'll let you know when that's coming. So that's what I'm doing, but I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, but Political Persuasions, I want to take the moment right now. We haven't talked about it.
Right.
The guys taped yesterday. They're doing a weekly show. I'm telling you, get into it. I actually sat here for 2 hours with Chris Freights talking about just the strategy overall for the program, and he's got an engine that won't stop. Like, he wants to make this happen.
Yeah, when you two get together, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a bit of a pain in the ass. But that's
exhausting, isn't it?
Oh, it's like, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean? Can't do noon? Yeah, no, I can't do noon. I bring a producer. Yeah, that's when they tape it. That's the only time they tape it. They'll have to bring another producer in. Yeah, can't do it. You sure you can't be on the? I'm telling you. Nope. Nope.
Nope. No. Nope. Nope.
No. Nope. 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 Doing an extra show every week. Not doing it. Nope. 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 Anyway, but this guy is a font of information. Here's where there are two things that happened in my career. One, when I took over the show from the Don and Mike show, I initially wanted to have a little bit of a political angle. That was kind of strategic. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be interesting. I determined very quickly that I hate wonkdom. I do not like wonkiness because I'm not good at it. I listen to wonkiness all the time. I consume lots of political information and political programs all the time. I love it. I'm fascinated by it. But I am not good at it. And when I did it, and I didn't have any support structure, it was left standing there. Okay, mm-hmm. The culmination of that was an interview I did with this hump Dick Morris,
right,
who just outwonked me, and it was not fun. What Chris Freights brings to the table is he can swim in Lake Wonk and not drown. He is very well versed in all the minutiae and all the details, and he is also an extremely talented guy. Mm-hmm. He is a very, very smart guy, and he's got a great sense of humor, and that's kind of why Oscar married the two of us to do
your
this
balance,
show.
Your balance with him is great. It feels like you've been doing the show together for years.
Well,
you have
I'm
such
allowed,
a great give and take and a funniness to it.
I'm allowed to rant and bloviate a little bit, and he kind of fills in the blanks with the real deal of what's going on. And I don't know if you've noticed, if you picked up a newspaper recently or gone to a website, you would probably know that the world is coming apart at the seams.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. They're dropping like flies.
And by the way, yeah,
pants.
It's very, very fascinating.
Right?
And so it should be who's at the door? It should be okay.
It's Al Franken.
Franken. Al Franken wanted Al Franken wanted to come in.
Oh really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Senator
Still.
Okay.
He hasn't resigned yet.
Senator Franken.
In the coming weeks I'll be resigning.
Yeah. Do you have a hard date yet?
A hard date. Is that some kind of a joke?
No, not really. No, I'm just wondering.
I think
if you
just I think that's a little bit of a joke from Rob Spiewak, a hard date.
Well, you see, if you interpret it as a joke, then you just look like, you know, you're kind of a creep.
Well, I do comedy, too, and to be honest, you set me up with a, you know, put that on a softball on a tee for me, and, you know, to be honest with you, if I had a hard date, this problem would not have happened.
Come on, right, ladies? I'm glad to know he's keeping his chin up.
There he is, yes. Still doing comedy.
I like the irony. Yes. And he was like, it's kind of weird that I'm leaving, and the guy that was on camera saying he grabs women by the pee is still doing his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we.
He's out.
It actually happened during Political Persuasions yesterday, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
With Michael Mara.
You know, and it'll be it, and we'll do it. We're going to be doing it on a semi-weekly basis.
Semi-weekly.
Well, I say that only because the schedule coming up during the holidays, you know, if people are going to hold me to that.
You'll take a quick hiatus. We'll be back.
Yeah, sure. We'll take a hiatus between the holidays. And then, we're doing it on a weekly basis because it's a fun show to do. I love doing it. And I think it's an important show to do. So if you, there are people, by the way, that used to say, don't talk about politics, just be funny. And then I said, well, I like talking about politics. I said, no, I don't want that. And then when I stopped doing that, people said, how come you don't ever talk about politics? Well, that's your outlet. Yeah. Political Persuasions is the outlet for politics, and it's a different angle. It's not like what you're going to hear on MSNBC, on Fox, on CNN. You're just going to hear two guys that are talking, and it can go in any direction. And I should also say, and this is the God's honest truth, the show is evolving every week. We're not sure where we're going to end up, but we're getting a feel for it, and it's terrific. Oscar, I'd probably do without those postmortems, though, right after the show. Anyway.
Speaking of which,
that's a little tedious for me, frankly. I feel like I'm in Matt Farber's office.
As the show evolves, you know, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I know you have something to do after the show. The thought was brought up yesterday of a possible new theme for the show, a theme song. And I do have one suggestion. I don't know. I can loop it or I can edit it.
You're going to play the guy that the old guy with the Christmas thing. Beat you.
God bless the United States.
There it is. Here he comes.
17 days for Christmas shopping.
Here he comes.
17 days to fill the stock. 17 days for Christmas shopping.
Hi there.
Hello there.
Only got 17.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said?
Yes.
Only 17 shopping days left for Christmas.
That's it.
God bless.
That's the ones that he phones in.
What do I do with 17?
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. You're listening to the Michael Mara Show.
You got me.
Thank you. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk to the boys about the first real snow of the season. Oh, get ready for bullcrap. We'll do that when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
Looking for a great gift that will please everyone on your shopping list? How about more comedy?
Wow!
A TMOS bonus show subscription is the perfect gift.
The holy grail of Christmas gifts.
It's an irreverent hour of hilarity that makes the other five shows throughout the week possible. But wait, there's more. You could win one of five $200 Amazon gift cards.
It's indescribably beautiful.
So get cracking and get a bonus package. Make the holidays more joyful and funnier for you or someone you care about.
Ho, ho, ho.
Is that Mr. Amato again?
Mr. Amato,
oh,
yes.
You rule, wow. Jim.
That's awesome. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. The exciting world of anime is coming to Washington, D.C. this weekend. Oscar and Pony are going to be at Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. And it's happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel today, Saturday, and Sunday. There is so much stuff going on. This is exciting. Pony, are you getting excited for your cosplay world?
Mike, I was born ready. It's going to be a blast tomorrow. Don't miss it.
All right, thank you.
I got my press pass.
Yes.
And I'll be lurking from afar.
Yeah.
That'll de-stress you, I think, if you go out to the Maid Cafe.
Maid Cafe.
And have a little...
Get a new sword made
Hey, you can cosplay as a pirate and watch him with a telescope.
I'll never know.
You can hang out. Matt Bloom's going to be there. Oscar's going to be there. Say hi if you see them. There. Tickets and more info, visit animeusa.org. Use the code TMOS17A and get 20% off regular admission. Kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today at animeusa.org. And remember the code TMOS17A for 20% off regular admission. See you this weekend.
Nice. Ooh.
don't know what I'm.
I saw Mac yesterday. I actually went to his place of employment, which is Micro Center.
Yes.
And he said, Oscar, we get the friends and family discount. Why don't you come on up? Right. And I was like, all right, he wants to hang out. Why not? I need some Ethernet cords.
And you know what? You had already had some quality time with him as he lurked.
Yeah.
As you were talking to Chris Freitz. This was so horribly awkward. It really looked like in a movie, someone peering around a corner, not wanting to be seen. But all we saw was an orange sweatshirt.
He's fascinated.
Do you remember how Diaz used to lurk?
Yes.
But off in the corner?
The creeper.
I'm having a passionate conversation with Freitz. And Rob is simply just saying goodbye. You know, everything's good. Yeah,
we're good to go.
And at the corner of my eye, behind a lamp, literally behind a lamp, I see the silhouette of an orange sweatshirt. And I said, I better.
Like he's just eavesdropping.
Yes. But he's looking at I'm showing facts and demographics on a screen. Like this is a business meeting, essentially, right?
Yeah. How are we doing, by the way?
Right. We're doing great, Mike. We're doing great.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
And I like when someone wants to get into the weeds that way, when you're like, this is what's happening, this is what we're looking at, comparatives to other shows. And I see the silhouette, and I said, I better acknowledge the creep factor right now before Freight sees this, because if I don't, he's going to walk out of here being like, I'm never coming back.
We have a Macintosh callus. We are, you know, we can deal with it, but it's fresh for Freight. He doesn't know what
He doesn't know what he's getting into.
Right.
So I yell at the silhouette. I'm like, hey, I see you. And he gets startled, tries to walk away. Yeah. I said, no, you can't walk away.
Yeah, like he was on his way to get a drink or something after and 5 minutes stopped. Behind a lamp.
Just watching.
Yeah,
lurking and watching, just creepy.
If you want to come learn, but don't hide behind a lamp. And I look at Frank, I'm so sorry. He's still learning. It's been 5 years.
Oh, my God.
But
I
want to thank Mac, because after he showed me off to all his friends at Micro Center, literally, like, I was some beauty pageant queen.
This is Oscar.
This is the guy I was telling you about. He's here. Whatever, we go to every aisle. We go and check out. And I'm literally just buying power strips and extension cords, because I want to rewire the rat's nest that's in, and Pony, you know, that we have many long cables in the server.
Is there any interest room. Yet? Right. Any interest you have in coming back to see where I take my soda break?
Just briefly. He goes, I think this is really going to be fruitful for you. And I'm like, fruitful? Where'd you get that word?
He's never said that before.
When he's there, he's the gnome king.
Weird.
Like, he runs that place.
It's fruitful, and pollinate you.
The prices are great. Guess how much money he saved me in Ethernet cables with his friends and family discount. Just guess. Give me an amount.
I'm going to say $1.
Higher. I'll say $80.
$234.
Jesus. What?
So you got the Mac Daddy Ethernet cables then?
I got a bunch of them because we have a 10-foot cable running a 3-foot length. And it drives me crazy.
That's too much.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm big on that one too.
Right?
I got cables up my waz down here. Yeah. So it's frustrating.
And they're just Ethernet cables, but cables cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Mac for pushing my buttons and saying.
I don't have any connections down here though, unless they got some laying around at the movie theater. I'm pretty well screwed. That's the way I look at it. that's my world.
What if your
or
problem
if I find
was...
one? If I find one in a sand trap. Hey, ba-ba-ba-boo. How about that? Straight down the middle. Hey, look what I found in this sand trap. It's a 10-foot Ethernet cable. Ha-ba-doo-boo.
Hey, I could use this to hit Nathaniel.
Oh, boy, look behind that palm tree off the fourth green. It's a power adapter. Ba-ba-ba-bee-bee-boo-boo.
and Mac is living in his element once again, where we took a little boy that had nothing going on in his life, and now he has a space where he rules the roost.
That's you know what? I'm glad, and we knew he'd be. There's Bing Crosby singing straight down the middle. This is Golf and Chunk.
Middle.
Yes, siree. Hey, Gary, I shanked one on number four. Now I'm going to shank one into your head. Anyway, all right, turn that off. So Mac, when he got the job at Rent-A-Center,
Micro Center,
same thing. When he got the job, we knew that he was going to thrive there after he was there for a couple of weeks, and he's continued to spread his wings and do well there.
He's and I again, have you? You know, it's The first time I ever met Mike O'Mara, he was walking into O'Mara's, and as he walked in, he was waving, saying hi to everybody, whether it was somebody that he worked for him or right. they were just listeners. When I walked into Micro Center with Mac yesterday on his day off,
right,
was wearing the same clothes he was lurking with earlier in the day here at the studio. He walked and he's waving to the guys in customer service. He's waving to the guys and that are checking out. He's waving to the guys that are in the Apple little Apple store they have there. He's waving to the guys in the gaming section. I'm like,
he owns it.
Who is this guy?
I'm so proud of him.
And yet, he is still the same creep when he comes here.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Pony and I were here actually doing stuff, and he walked in, sat down, and under his breath, he didn't start a conversation. He just under his breath said, "The pumpkin bread is baking."
I was happy though.
I know you were.
That's exciting.
And that pumpkin bread is killer.
And
it's
we
amazing.
Did, but we didn't acknowledge it. So about a minute later, he says, "Yep." The pumpkin bread is, and I said, I don't care.
Oh, then why are you so mean?
Because if he had come in and said, "Guess what? My mom is making the pumpkin bread," I'd say that's fantastic. But what he wants is for me and Pony
to engage him. Yes.
And that's not okay.
And that makes you very angry.
Well, not as angry as Adrian's running dialogue every morning, but
hey,
it's close.
Speaking of interns, how was your trip to Mason?
It was, I spoke in two classes. One was a beginning class with young youngsters, mostly freshmen. And there was some phone checking, and the questions weren't great in the first class. But the second class was more upperclassmen, and it was great. They were way into it. A lot of people aware of this show and the heritage of this show.
Nice.
Questions about Charlie, questions about voices that you are currently working on. So they know the program, and they asked me questions that were really great. So I enjoyed
it. There's one, the brand new one that I just started.
Oh, here
let's
he
bring
is.
Him in. Here. It's not a really good time for me right now.
Senator Franken.
Yeah, how about that pimp that's in the White House and he gets kicked out the door? Yeah, it's just not really the thing I want.
It's ironic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's total irony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Total irony.
Total?
But Senator Franken, isn't it your...
and total irony, and I'm not having any.
Senator Franken, isn't it your right as a celebrity?
I hope to, it's actually given me an opportunity to pursue something that I really thought is a good idea for me to pursue.
A new pursuit?
I'm going to Canoga Park as soon as I finish this interview. I'm going to take up a career in porn. See you later.
You going to the valley?
Yeah. Where is it? So I want to thank Professor.
It's sort of evolving. I am working on it. That's why I'm doing that. It's actually helping me.
This is the process.
Professor Roger Smith, who invited me out and is very, very supportive of the show, always has been. Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. And
here he comes again. Al, what do you want? No, I just wanted to come in and be serious for a second and say I am working on something that's going to be it's going to be an album.
An album.
Australian classics.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Once a jolly swag man. Camp by a billabong. Under the shade of a coolibah tree.
That's your first single?
And he sang as he watched.
Yes.
And he waited till his billy boiled. You'll come dancing. Waltzing. Is it dancing or waltzing?
Waltzing.
It's waltzing Matilda with me. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
I was going to ask the senator. I was hoping he'd stay for our fruitcake call.
Oh, no, he can't, Rob. Unfortunately, no. That's your bit. You do yours, I do mine. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for fruitcakes. That's right. Let's do it. What you making? Fruitcake.
Yay.
Very exciting right now. We've got our letter of the day. I believe this is Doppel fruitcake.
Yes, this is. There are two fruitcakes on the line today.
Our loser yesterday, unfortunately, was blaming the phone company for not there. She said she was so confident that her phone was going to ring that she didn't leave an answering machine.
That's
did
what
you buy
that's what a loser would do.
Right. Wow, terrible.
God.
I'd love to see her re-enter the contest.
Yeah, please.
I'd love to get a cake to Nance, but I don't think it's going to happen. Here's the letter of the day. Hello, TMOS crew. I am very fat.
What?
Therefore, I deserve a fruitcake. I am on the verge of full-blown diabetes, and I am hopeful that Rob's alcohol-soaked car brick will push me right over into insulin dependency. Please make a dying boy's dream come true. Joseph. P.S. Tingly feet and hands are weird, right? Let's call Joseph right now. And see if he's home. If he's home, he gets two.
That's right.
Alcohol-soaked carb bricks.
Carb bricks. I'm going to actually change the way it's in my computer. It's carb bricks.
Very, very exciting. Let's see what happens. In the event that Joseph doesn't answer and there's nothing on his answering machine, we will have three fruitcakes.
Mike, the rarely attempted treble cake.
Treble cake.
On Monday.
Austin, Texas, by the way, Joseph is.
Ah, yeah. You're talking like Yoda.
Yes.
Wow, Dan liked that.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 832.
No, sorry. Sorry, that's it. That's a Joseph.
Are you going to leave him a hateful message?
We have to.
Yeah,
please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Joseph, being a fat person myself, I know that fat people can occasionally be lazy. And that's obviously why you weren't up early waiting for our fruitcake call. You blew it!
You blew it!
You had one
chance. You had a wonderfully funny letter, a happy letter, and now we called your number and you're not there, and it's an answering machine without fruitcake on it.
I just had a bad thought.
You had one job.
Oh, no.
Oh, you think the Beatus got him?
Maybe the Beatus got him.
No, I don't think the Beatus has happened. But, Joseph, sorry. Tomorrow we will roll our fruitcakes over into three.
Monday, treble cakes.
Treble cakes tomorrow. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen,
treble.
It's going to be time for news. No, I'm sorry. Oscars take. It's Friday already. Oscars take coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
It's me, Rob Ford's friend.
And don't forget, on this week's episode of the show, not only Rob Ford is here, Gary.
What?
Rob Ford's mom is here, too.
She is?
Yes, yeah!
She is. Is she okay with that language?
I hope so. She's going to provide some insight into why Rob is the way he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to.
Somebody needs to. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, I've got a celebrity encounter. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
This ought to be good.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by our bonus packages. And the wise man saw a star in the west coast of Florida. and the star was me. And he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great laughter, which shall be to all people that give the gift of the TMOS bonus show." Amen. You don't have to be a wise man or woman to realize that the TMOS bonus package makes a perfect gift. Give it to a TMOS fan, or better yet, give it to someone who isn't a fan yet, but will be as soon as they press play or so.
Woo!
The TMOS bonus show, full of gold, frankincense, and mirth.
Ah, I love it.
Give as many as you can. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. You'll find the bonus show wrapped in swaddling clothes and waiting at our website. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the red bonus show banner. Never has such a marvelous gift been so easy to share. It includes access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Glory to the bonus show on high, and on earth, let there be laughter. And now, it's time for... Oscars take.
Oscars take!
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscars take.
Oscars take! Amazing.
Oscar, how are you?
I'm great, fellas.
According to a new survey, 19% of people say they can't wait for the holiday season to be over. And here are five things they are dreading during the holidays. One, nonstop Christmas music. Mm. Number two, wrapping presents. Number three, carolers. Number four, decorating. And number five, spending time with their family. I welcome your take on this particular story.
Mike, those 19% represent the minority, not the majority, right?
The minority.
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 Ah,
gets a little Hanukkah.
Get it?
Oh, I made it out, of clay.
The holidays are stressful for everyone involved, whether you have gifts to buy or you're just getting around town. But at the root of it, you effing rubes, remember, it's all about taking care of the ones you love with a little kindness. The That's gifts... Right. aren't the holiday. It's how you're supposed to treat people. And
like,
I would,
for example, paying attention to people and turning their microphone up so we can hear
you. Yeah,
that
would be great as well.
That would be wonderful. Yes. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
I hate people that just complain about Christmas because, no S, the traffic sucks. It's overwhelming at the mall. Shop through Amazon on the MichaelMarischow.com page.
Mm. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, do you ever find yourself picking up your phone and unlocking the screen even though you didn't get an alert and you don't have a new message or you don't have any particular reason to use it? A lot of us do that a lot. According to a new study, the average person unlocks their phone for no reason 10 or 11 times a day. That adds up to almost 4,000 times a year. And if you assume each time you do it, you burn about a minute, that's 67 hours a year where you're literally just wasting time aimlessly playing with your phone. I welcome your take since you got us all into iPhones.
It's a world of me, gentlemen. And every time you unlock your phone, I've done this. I'll cop to it. I'm like, I'm sure I've missed a text message. I look up, oh, no one's texting me. Weird. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to go on TMZ.com for 2 seconds.
Sure, just check it.
Do you, when you open your phone, do you open up the, you check your messages?
I check my messages.
Check your texts
and
as
I
well?
Text my texts. I'm like, okay. What did I miss, right?
Mm-hmm. Even 67 hours a year.
Even though wow. I know I have a push notification that's supposed to show up at the front of my screen if I have something missing. I think that this machine is working against me. What have I missed? That being said, when you don't get your cash bonus this year and you get the jelly of the month bonus, you know why. Maybe a little less phone, a little more work.
There it is. That's Oscar's take, ladies
Oscar's
gentlemen.
Take.
Oscar, when you're in a bad mood, do you buy stuff to cheer yourself up, but then you see your bank account balance, which puts you back in a bad mood, so then you buy even more stuff to feel good again? It's a vicious cycle. According to a new survey, the average American spends $1,652 every year buying stuff to cheer themselves up when they're in a bad mood. That's roughly $140 a month, or about $32 a week, and it's a close to six figures over your adult life. The survey also found we spend 155 hours a year making all of those purchases. A lot of these surveys coming up at
sure,
the end of the
end
year.
Of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mike, when I'm truly bummed out and my bank account is at its worst, I go and look at things I can't afford. I totally sympathize and I understand this story and for those that go through it. And my wife looks at me and says, why are you looking at that? I said, because I want to work hard to get in a place where I can afford something like this.
Do you ever look at high dollar houses on like websites?
No, that's dreaming. I don't do that. what I look at is electronics.
Then let me play Mike's music then, okay?
Wow. A summer kitchen on the lanai.
All right.
No, I look for an oven for my kitchen.
Yeah, okay, it's at lower standards.
I got a hot play right now.
Oscar's take.
You're listening to Oscar's take. Oscar, according to a new survey, 23% of people say they've gone too hard pre-gaming and derailed or destroyed their night in the process. So what were they drinking that ruined them? 35% of people say tequila was the culprit. 29% say whiskey. 26% vodka. 26% beer. 16% rum. That's a surprise.
Yeah.
And 13% wine. So, got that? Before you go out, stick to wine and save tequila shots for 1:30 a.m. where they belong.
Yeah, it's
what's
finisher.
Your take on the pregaming thing? I'm not a big pregame guy. I don't
Jungle
like
juice at a pregame is a no-no. All right? Because whoever bought it, especially if you're on a college campus, that is meant for panties to come off and inhibitions to drop. All right?
Oh, my God. There it is. Misogyny alarm.
It affects both men and women. I go back to 2001 when I went out to pregame at a friend's party and woke up the next day in my Timberland boots, my jeans, my winter coat, fully dressed, cap on the floor of my house that I was renting. And I said, what happened? So no jungle juice. Don't
no
do
jungle
that.
Juice.
Do not do that.
You're listening to Oscar's Take. Finally, Oscar, a brand spanking new survey suggests the secret to an amazing night's sleep is... mind-blowing sex.
Yeah.
That means sex and sleep totally go hand in hand and are basically the answers to all of our problems. For the study, Australian sleep researcher Dr. Michelle LaStella surveyed 460 participants between 18 and 70. They found that people who indulged in a little nocturnal nookie slept way better than those who kept it in their pants. They found 64% of respondents indicated they slept better when sex was with a partner and it involved the big O. And I'm not talking about our friend Oscar.
No.
There's strong evidence, according to the doctor, suggests substituting screen time for playtime. He added, encouraging everyone to put their phones and laptops away and get frisky. Oscar, I welcome your take on this. Here we go.
Who has the time? Let's be honest, fellas.
Wow.
There are men out there that love their wives, but they're just paying their taxes. And I'm talking to you. Right? You know that you got to pay your taxes at least once a week just to keep it right. I will say this. When you're paying those taxes, think about if she's paying her fair share as well. Wow. It's got to be equitable.
Yeah.
That big O's got to go both ways. And all of us don't pay the same taxes.
There you go. That's true. Some of us pay taxes a lot, some of them very little. Yeah. Yeah, and some of them should pay them more.
I live in a tax-free zone right now.
I can't believe I just used pay the taxes. That's Oscar's take. Oscar's take. Oh, my God. Oh,
my
yes.
My poor wife.
Yeah, I asked Carrie. I said, can you at least handle the state stuff?
Yeah. I'd settle for Carla taking care of the sales tax. Anyway, we'll take a break when we come back. It's our final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak, everybody, while you enjoy a little Christmas music.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
All right, speaking of gross, what is the rumor about Courtney Cox?
Oh, my God, what is... I used to be obsessed.
This is pretty good.
Is she lying about her age?
No, it doesn't have to do with her age. It's more of a physical rumor.
Ah.
The rumor about Courtney Cox, which is a simple sentence, is that Courtney Cox bleaches her ass.
Really? Oh. Wow.
Of all things.
Wow. Well, that's no big deal. So do I.
Anyway. Yes, but she's successful.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's 5 hours of
that's so funny.
Enough. Always so available funny. At MikeOMaraShow.com.
Just briefly.
I'll pay you after the show, Pony.
a direct message from Joseph Jimenez.
Yes.
I just missed the fruitcake call. ... Kill me.
Oh, that's sad, right? No.
Well, you know, when they text during the show,
but that's not the rules.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are here, and if you haven't started shopping yet, you're pretty much screwed. Between the traffic, the parking, the lines, and the overall land of box store retail suck, why bother? Using Amazon.com will save you time and money and hassle. You might actually end up enjoying your holiday after all. Be like Amanda Swavey. She bought a Golden Girls-themed Clue board game. So... what was B. Arthur doing in the conservatory with the lead pipe? Look out. Cesar Perez bought a DVD of the cartoon How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Ha! Take that, Ebenezer Spiewak. You hate that cartoon.
I don't hate it. It's just not my favorite.
Rob hates the Grinch.
I do. I hate all things Christmas and anything that brings joy.
Rob's least favorite Christmas show is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I hate it.
He hates that show.
Despise it.
And James Blackwell... bought a Chinese robot vacuum. Let's hope it doesn't suck. No, wait. Let's hope it really sucks. You see, Amazon sells everything, and do your shopping at Amazon. Use the TMOS app, or go through our website now. Go spend money, and spend a lot of it. I wish I had $1 million. Hot dog! There you go. It's a Wonderful Life. Let's open up the audio vault. Friday, December 8, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
This, although we played the tape yesterday, is still top of mind for me today.
God bless the United States.
It got to be such a thing that Sarah Huckabee Sanders addressed the media Ooh. About the slurring.
She's
yesterday.
Honest.
And pretty.
Yeah. Pretty and honest.
She's pretty honest. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as I like to call her, the Huck.
frankly, pretty ridiculous questions. The president's throat was dry, nothing more than that. He does have a physical scheduled for the first part of next year. The full physical that most presidents go through, that'll take place at Walter Reed, and those records will be released by the doctor following that.
And that's fantastic, because this, when you fear that someone has had a stroke, make sure you get them into a doctor in a month and a half.
The thing about it is, though, this one is, that's one of the things about presidents, right? It's no longer, it's not controllable.
No.
No.
Correct? He has to go to the certain doctor. You have to do, that's one, in fact, it's a law, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but I think they have to go in and it has to be released to the public because you're in the public domain now.
That's when it is released, the Huck will set us straight.
Oh, yeah. She'll tell the truth.
That's right.
Just briefly, and I know we're not going to get political here, but I heard yesterday on my way home that his son, the youngest Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Donald Jr.?
Donald Jr.
Or Eric?
I'm not sure.
I should say, is it Donald Trump or is it Donald Trump Jr. or is it Eric?
I don't know. One of the sons.
Eric was getting ice cream.
Evoked attorney-client privilege, and he's not an attorney, and he did it because he was talking to his father, because the congressional investigator.
There's
said,
a lot going on.
Yeah, and I sat there and I'm like, none of you are lawyers. Just because there's a right. lawyer in the room, which mm-hmm. is still yet to be debated.
Right.
That's something we could talk about on political
so
persuasion.
Weird.
That is really something that you know, I think it would be a wonderful discussion to have. Oh, Al.
Al.
Right. It's, there's no reason for it. It's not legitimate. It's not legitimate that he's invoking attorney-client privilege.
Hey, do you have dry mouth?
No. No. I have a... I have a physical scheduled for the first part of next year.
How about dry?
That's not Jesus. Even clever.
That's not even an ailment.
Sorry.
And it's also, and I should point out, it's never been the case.
All right. Question for you, Mike.
Yes.
What is the name of the head coach of the Patriots?
Bill Belichick.
He did an interview on CBS, and they put dramatic music under it that says, all these years, we've been saying his name wrong.
My dad's name was Stephen Nicholas Belichick. My dad's name was Stephen Nicholas Belichick.
Belichick.
Belichick. Yeah.
Belichick.
So anyway, we've been saying his name wrong. Well, but I like the dramatic music.
Did that just come out that he
yes.
said that?
He's never corrected anybody on it before.
He's such a dullard, isn't he?
He is.
I mean, he's a successful dullard, but he's a dullard. You know? Yeah. So it's Belichick.
Yeah, and he should have said this somewhere, along his storied career.
That's pretty amazing stuff. That's yeah. I just want to say one thing.
Yeah, Senator Franken.
I still plan on calling him Belichick.
Well, that's so sort of, that's ironic.
Yeah, that's very ironic. It's ironic because the president's sitting in office.
All right, here's a phrase. Mike, we've been together a quarter of a century. I've never said this to you before.
Mm-hmm.
A British sex toy company.
Wow. Hello.
They've invented a vibrator that plays Christmas songs.
Oh.
By the way it vibrates. It's not easy to explain. Better to hear. They took the sex toy out on the street to have people guess what Christmas songs. Oh,
you. I just wanted to drop by and say, do you have any free samples?
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to secure one. I'm sorry.
All right, just checking. Private citizen soon.
Very soon. So this is a man on the street thing, or actually a woman on the street, where people are holding the sex toy and trying to guess what Christmas songs are being played by the vibrations.
Jingle bells.
It's jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Exactly. Good job.
Jingle bells.
This is jingle bells.
So what's your favorite Christmas song? Can you guess what this is?
Wait a minute, but I don't want to know.
Well, it looks like...
It's a dildo.
It's going to be a white Christmas. Christmas.
This one's harder.
It's difficult.
Silent Night?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know this one.
A Mariah Carey?
No.
We wish you Merry Christmas?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah, thank you.
Any guesses?
We wish you Merry Christmas.
It's Silent Night, is it?
What's that frog sound at the end?
That is a buzzer when they put an incorrect guess. It's a British game show buzzer. But anyway, they put the O in Noel.
That can help you pay your taxes this holiday
season. It sure can, as a matter of fact. All I want for Christmas is AA batteries. Jodie Foster.
sorry.
Senator.
He's here, Robbie.
Well, bring him in.
I just wanted to point out that my wife's giving me a tax break. If you get my
oh, dear.
Ever since the allegation. She's giving me a big tax break.
Did you know, since we're talking Christmas music, can we ask country star Alan Jackson what Christmas music he likes?
Okay, very
all right,
good.
And he answered. All right,
I love the when we listen to Christmas songs, we put on the ones that you grew up with and the classic recordings and from Gene Autry to Nat King and all the guys.
Nat King
and Bing Crosby and everybody, but songs that we like to listen to at Christmas.
So he actually verifies what I've always thought. Not even Alan Jackson listens to Alan Jackson music. Now, okay, I want to close with this because it involves a phrase in the news story. It's not in the tape, but in the text. I never heard this. Have you ever heard of a porch pirate?
No.
These are people that steal deliveries that are left on people's...
Oh, they get the hidden cameras see them all the time, too.
So this lady in Oregon, she's a mom. Her name is Angie Boliak, and she was suffering at the hands of porch pirates, and she figured out a way to defeat them.
Boliak.
Yes, it is.
I'm just doing a whole belly. See, your first joke was Belichick. Belichick, so it's Boliak.
She figured out a way to combat the porch pirates. She got an Amazon box and resealed it and filled it with dirty diapers.
It's the season for stealing, I guess. I wanted to get my own, I guess, passive-aggressive revenge.
How many dirty diapers were in there?
Probably 10, 15.
Not a girl.
Dirty diapers.
Good, cool move, in my opinion.
How dirty?
Well, he's been sick the last week, so we'll just leave it at that. It's pretty gross.
He's been sick the last week. Merry nasty. Christmas. Is your Magic Audio Vault.
Nice.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's amazing. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Al, take us out. Let's
read
the end of the show. Come on in here, okay? Well, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update the brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for it. Yes, Rob?
I just wanted, since you're here, yesterday we celebrated our 8th anniversary. Are you impressed with the staying power of our show?
Well, I'm always impressed with staying power, and that's a nasty little comment that I'm going to ignore. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting me for a short period of time. And join us again for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Have a nice weekend. I know I will. Bye.
So long, Al.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.